God, it's still alive. Boker Tov. Boker Tov. Bruchim Habaim. Bienvenito. I am Brian Steiner. Vemuli.
Kan Ronen Kochavi.
Veshabbat Baboker. Boker Tov. So we have had one of these weeks where you think, you know, the way the radio show is going to go, and I already knew what I was going to talk about when it opened. And then some tragedy hits, and then you have to change everything, even though a couple days ago already, earlier in the week, with the death of Kobe Bryant in a helicopter crash. And I have problem getting across why it affects the psyche, so I don't know why. It's not like, I think a lot of people, you know, it's not like... Obviously, I grew up in the States. I grew up watching basketball. I grew up watching Michael Jordan and then Kobe Bryant, Shaq. I grew up in that whole period watching all of those. Not so much because I don't really like have lives. It's, you know, it's all funny hours here and stuff. Yeah. So there are things that I do watch. I do follow from a distance, you know, because I'll tell you why I follow. Because when I wake up in the morning and want to read the news, I got to start with sports news because it's just not heavy. Like, it doesn't matter who won this fucking game and who didn't and what, but it you know, so I kind of follow it because it's like easy news, you know? I follow something.
Ken, man.
You know, and because then you turn on the regular news and it's like, this is happening and that's happening.
של הביוטי והטיפוח, נגיד,
because I know that I'm just very pretty. I walk around knowing that I'm pretty. I don't need the beauty tips.
דווקא בגלל זה, אני חושב שזה גם, זה אותו דבר. זה הלו הבי, אתה מבין?
Yes. Photoshop, that's all I need. A little bit of Photoshop.
All right.
One of these things that hits the psyche in a way that you're not prepared for. I don't know, like, you know, like in music, I would compare it to like Buddy Holly's plan and Richie Havens, right? The plane going down the day the music died. And it's just something that your psyche is not prepared for. Even if you weren't a music fan or a fan of them at the time, I'm sure you felt that, you know? It's just one of those things that somehow, you know, I don't know. I also think that there's something about the collective psyche that when it hits a lot of people all at once, then it's also okay, like a thing that makes you think more. Okay. And it's just like that. It's, you know, it's not like no warning. You got a thing that... I remember the morning Jerry Garcia died, right? I got a call actually from my brother and he's like, I'm sorry. You know, and I'm like, what? He's like, you didn't hear the news yet? I'm like, no. So he's like, Jerry Garcia died last night. I'm like, fuck.
Okay.
You know, I went back to sleep because it was just like, fuck. You know,
זה
it was one
much.
Of those. I'm just too tired and that to deal with this right now. I'm gonna go to sleep.
And, ראיתי כדורסל פשוט. Like,
yeah. But like you know, and then the first reports are his daughters are with him. They're not with him. It turns out that one of his daughters for sure was with him on the way to a game, and he had other families in there with their kids on the way to the game. But there's something really that just like hits you without whether or not you were in that world or not. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay.
It's one of these, and it's one of the greats. It's not just, you know, it's one of the one someone that really had an impact on the game as the game somehow. But I don't know if that's the reason even. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the reason that the reactions are weird. It's weird. It's weird to like feel it and be like not connected and be like, wow, that why is that fucking with me at all?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So things fuck with you sometimes. So so we're going to start with a little Grateful Dead track we like to call He's Gone, which is kind of appropriate to the moment. Thank you.
you what I said. Steal your face right off your head. Now he's gone. Now he's gone. Thank you.
nothing's going to bring him back. So yeah, that's Grateful Dead. He's gone. Little Grateful Dead trivia, by the way, for you. Little knowledge that you know the skull with the lightning through the forehead. You know the famous picture of the Grateful Dead.
It's like
skull with a lightning bolt. That's called a Steal Your Face, and it's from this song. Steal Your Face Right Off Your Head is a line in the song. And then that term, steal your face, became used for this emblem of the Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm. So if you want to like sound like or you know something about the Grateful Dead and you're like around, like you find yourself in a hippie store, say, hey, look, nice steal your face. And they'll be like, ooh, you know, you're in the know. So yeah, I actually heard that song played at the first show after their keyboardist, Brett Midland, who was the keyboardist for most of the time that I saw the Grateful Dead, he died of a drug overdose, and in the next show, they played that song. So that was a very emotional... it wasn't like immediately after, because there was they were... But again, it was like the first tour of their... Was it autumn? Of their autumn leg, because it was an indoor arena. And yeah,
בכמה פוט שלהם היית בהרבה?
בין 30 ל-40 הייתי אומר, באזור הזה.
זה כאילו נחשב לא הרבה במושגים של...
כן, במושגים של Grateful Dead, זה לא כזה הרבה. What I would do was, when I was in university, I would take like 2 weeks off every semester to go see the Grateful Dead 4 shows in a row, 3-4 shows in a row, and then go back to school. I would do that. That would be like my mid-semester break for myself. And I did that, and there was a time that I was trying to see one specific song that I had never seen before, Morning Dew, which, wow, what, it's just like, it's a song that I'd never seen them perform before, and I would try and, like, catch those 3 or 4 shows that I thought that would be the, they would play that song in them, because, you know, there's like one, they played like once in every little leg, you know, so you're looking for the, you're trying to guess where that's going to be, and I never caught it. And I took a break for a while from seeing the Grateful Dead in the early 90s because it became tough to see for a little while. Jerry Garcia was a little over the top a drug in the early 90s and not like there fully, and it was kind of tough. But then in 1995, I was living in Arizona and we went to see them in Vegas. And they were playing the song where Morning Dew would be played, and they were playing a different song. And I looked to my friends, and I said, it was a great show, by the way. And I looked to my friends, and I said, there goes Morning Dew. Like, it's not happening today. And something was up with that song that it was just, like, horrendous. Like, I don't know, it wasn't going here, it wasn't going there. And Jerry Garcia stopped playing that song and did Morning Dew instead, in the middle of the fucking song. I saw Morning Dew, it was a fucking amazing version, and 2 weeks later, Jerry Garcia died. That's the last show I saw.
Wow.
So, I was like, yeah, that was like a gift, what we call that. Okay, so from one person that died in a crash to another, this is Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course. Richie Van Zant also died in a plane crash, actually after a show, on the way to like the next show, and their plane crashed. And apparently the reason is that the crew didn't check the amount of fuel in the airplane, most likely, and so they ran out of gas on the way, and the plane crashed, and people died. Lynyrd Skynyrd. This is going to be, I'm going for some long songs today. I feel like I can.
Yeah.
It's one of those days. So this is a pretty rockin' killer version of Freebird. Apropos Freebird. So here we are. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird, a long, 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 long time ago. Thank you.
would you still remember me? I must be traveling on now, 'cause there's too many places I've got to see. If I stay here with you, girl, well, things just couldn't be the same. Cause I'm as free as bird now, and this bird you'll never change. Pretty for Atlanta.
Wow. It's just an experience. It's just a fucking experience. Those two guitarists ripping off each other. It's fucking insane.
אתה בטוח שזה נגמר?
I'm not sure, no.
Okay.
You know, when you jam like that, it's hard to bring it down. You gotta find a way to bring it down. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come down by itself.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's like, you know, when you scuba dive, when you go really, really deep, you got to come up in stages or you're like dizzy. So mm-hmm. that's like the same thing with crazy fucking music. Mm-hmm. You got to kind of like bring it down in stages so that you're not like left all crazy. So growing up in the 1980s, by the way, in New York, mm-hmm. so the classic rock radio station was K-Rock. And every year they did like the top 100 classic rock songs of mm-hmm. all time. And every year Freebird was second place. Second place. What was first place every year? What was first place every year? Best classic rock song of all time. Every year.
לא יודע, נראה לי Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. Exactamundo. Number two, Freebird. Number one, Stairway to Heaven. Every year. The rest of it was a question. But every year, those were the top two.
בטח גם Hotel California היה...
Probably was up there somewhere for American classic rock. A lot of tunes made out. There was some Pink Floyd, some Rolling Stones. All, you know, every band makes it in. But this was always number two. Always, always, always number two. And Stairway to Heaven was always, always, always number one. Mm-hmm. And it was never even a question. And that's just the way it was. And I even believe it was voting from listeners.
Bueno, you know, it could have been a song for today. Stairway to Heaven.
Ah, Stairway to Heaven. Really, I'm sure I have a live version of it, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Okay, we'll get right on that. I still have my my hard drive plugged in here. So during the next song, maybe we will poke around. Okay. I actually want, you know, let's have some levity to the situation, because I was in England recently. Mm-hmm. I went for a snooker tournament. Mm-hmm. It was fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. I had a fucking great time. But what I had initially planned to talk about here today at the opening of our show was the urinals in I think what I have here is a new urinal convention for men worldwide. This is worldwide new rules, traditions for urinals.
בוא תספר אבל למה מלכתחילה.
Okay, so in England, in London, everywhere you pee is just like a big open space. You might as well be peeing on each other, right? You're just like, it's just like a room full of men peeing. So the way it works now is like the little dick dudes, they go into the stalls, they wait online for the stalls, and like the other dudes, they just pee in the urinals on each other, okay? So this is the new convention that I have is, from now on, when you go into a place with all urinals, okay, it's littlest penis on the left, biggest penis all the way on the right, and find your place in that line. And that way you're always peeing next to somebody that's, you
more
know,
less,
that, exactly. You're always, you don't have to like be worried that this guy next to you is an elephant and you're a gazelle.
Avanti. Tshma, it's a bit cut.
Yeah. You just got to walk in and kind of know your place in line.
No, lefem tzafuf, lefamim, tada.
Okay, im tzafuf, you find the closest one to where you need to go and you hope for the best.
Ken,
tada. Or you pee on the guy at your urinal.
תשמע, זו מחשבה מעניינת.
This is my new urinal convention for the world. Take it, leave it, leave it, you know.
כן, לא, זה
נשמע מגניב. Keep peeing in the stalls if you want to.
דבר איתם.
That's okay. I just did. This is my announcement of my new convention.
All right.
You know, you can... people can take it from here for themselves. I think we should give women urinals. I think that this is the next step and... you know, we're supposed to understand women. I think they should understand us a little bit.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
קשה,
give them some urinals. Let them all stare at each other's vaginas while they all pee.
אתה יודע אבל מה הסיפור עם זה? למה בעצם זה ככה שם? כאילו, אני לא חושב שיכול להיות שיש ברירה אחרת מהסיבה שהם שותים באמת הרבה בירה.
They all gotta pee all the time.
המון בירה. פיינט זה כמה 570 מיליליטר. פיינט בריטי, כן?
כן.
הם שותים המון בירה, ואובסלי יש המון שתן.
כן.
ואתה צריך מקום.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, but all over
הזמן.
The world there are places like that. Troughs. Like in the US, I remember there's a ballpark, a baseball stadium that had a huge trough for men. And when they were remodeling the stadium, they asked the fans what should they keep, and the men totally overwhelmingly said keep the trough.
Can
because it's just fucking easy. You're drinking a lot of beer, you don't want to stand on line, you just want to go in and fucking pee.
זה גם יותר אנשים נכנסים בחלל.
Exactly.
זה בדיוק העניין, אתה יודע, בארץ אין את זה המון, אתה יודע.
Exactly.
כי, אתה יודע, אבל יש שצריך שתין הרבה.
And then there's the women that are now designing cities more for women, because for example, public restrooms favor men, because in the same spot that I could fit three men, I could fit one woman, right? I could stick two urinals in mm-hmm. a thing
mm-hmm.
and a toilet. And mm-hmm. in women, that's space for a toilet, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. actually less women can go at the same time.
Ulai אפשר לעשות את זה בקומות.
Or אנשים. Right. Or have, you can have less space for men and more space for women. That's another way, and okay. balance it out that way.
Okay.
So they, you know, so there's a women designing cities for women.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to go live in one.
Okay. Okay, man.
So where the hell are we? Let's mellow it out. Let's have some Van Morrison. Of course, all songs will kind of fit the theme of the day. This is Van Morrison doing Into the Mystic.
For the wind. Thank you very much. Also younger than the sun. And the bonnet boat was won. Yeah, we sailed into the mystic. Hark! Now I hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystery. When that foghorn blows, you know I won't be coming home. When that foghorn blows, I wanna hear it.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Okay. Van Morrison, Into the Mystic. And that brings us to the segment of our show where we... Oh, my God. It's the Wheel of Topics. I think it's your turn to pick for some reason. I could be wrong. Please. You don't even know how to say it. Go ahead.
Chocolat beta menta.
Chocolat beta menta?
Okay.
אני אוהב מאוד שוקולד בטעם מנטה. My four-year-old loves chocolate בטעם מנטה.
אני לא סובל את זה.
She loves it so much that I always have a bar of chocolate with mint, and I put it in the vegetable drawer, because otherwise, in the morning, she wakes up, goes to the refrigerator, and eats my chocolate בטעם מנטה.
וואו. מה, אבל באמת, שמע, יש פה עניין, כי זה כאילו... יש הרבה אנשים שאוהבים, כמוך. ויש הרבה אנשים כמוני שחושבים שזה, זה פשוט, יש פה איזשהו דיסוננס מטורף בין המנטה לבין השוקולד, כאילו.
You taste them both distinctly.
כן, אבל הם לא מדברים באותה שפה. אתה מבין, הם כאילו, המנטה, יש בה משהו פרשי ומרענן, ויש בה איזה הסביעות כזאת, אתה יודע, היא... היא כזו מקפיצה לך את הזה, ובשוקולד הוא דווקא משהו, אתה יודע, שהוא סגור, והוא חמים, והוא...
Right, I don't know.
והוא כאילו, אתה יודע, הוא מתאים...
Mint chocolate chip is my favorite ice cream. Chocolate with mint, I totally love. I just turned my four-year-old onto these after eights, because I came back from London, I brought a box of these after eights, and I keep sneaking them to her, because she just loves them, and I just love them. So I'll go get an after eight and sneak one to my four-year-old.
זה כאילו, אני תרגם את זה, נגיד, למשקאות, אז נגיד, אני מקצין כמובן כדי לחדד את הנקודה, זה כמו, נגיד, לקחת קוניאק, שתול אותו עם לימונדה.
כן.
זה כאילו, הם שניהם מדברים בתדר אחר, אתה מבין?
I'm trying to... figure out if that's true for me or not, if they're really that different of a thing, the mint and the chocolate, because I don't think of chocolate as something that is closed and mellow.
כן, זה משהו שהוא, אתה יודע, הוא בטעמים שלו, הוא חם, אתה יודע, הוא כאילו חם בה.
כן, כן, כן.
כאילו שוקולד, אתה יודע, אמיתי, לא מדבר אותך על עוגיות צ'וקולד צ'יפס, נדבר על שוקולד צ'וקולד.
Right.
או משהו כזה... גם מורכב, גם
So what do you like in chocolate? Like you like the chocolate with the alcohol in it and that kind of stuff?
לא, אני לא במיוחד אוהב שוקולד.
אוקיי.
אני אוהב, אבל לא במיוחד. אבל סתם, אני יודע שהמנטה, השוקולד מנטה זה עניין של כזה, או שאוהבים את זה או ששונאים את זה. אבל טוב, דיברנו על זה מספיק.
No, but I want to know what you would, yes, would put in.
בשוקולד?
כן, what is like,
אני אוהב
מאמתים.
אגוזים?
אוקיי.
כן, שהם גם, הם כאילו, אתה יודע, זה עובד טוב. יש משהו.
See, for me, I don't like nuts with chocolate. I like nuts, and I like chocolate, but I don't like putting nuts in my chocolate. It bothers me.
מעניין.
Yes. Yes. Peanut butter with chocolate, like the Reese's Cups and stuff I like. But chunky nuts in my, like, I'm generally not a fan.
מבחינת מרקם אני יכול להבין, זה באמת נושא אחר, אבל באמת, האגוזים יש בהם משהו גם ארצי מאוד.
Right. קצת, like Snickers כאילו, I don't like. Because of all the fucking nuts in the chocolate.
כן, אבל זה לא שוקולד ממש.
I understand. But you know what I mean.
סוכר,
I'm just saying,
בעיקר.
I'm like, I'm turned off by nuts and chocolate.
כן, מעניין. Okay,
but
לא,
mint
אני...
and chocolate, it gives the chocolate a refreshing...
זה מה שמוזר בזה. אתה מבין? כאילו זה, לא יודע. זה...
Right. For me, there's something נורא מתאים במינט with chocolate.
Beef bourguignon, אם אתה יודע מה זה, אתה יודע מה זה, נכון? זה כזה תפשיר
אוף. But you can have that with mint. It would be delicious.
לא, לא, לא. Beef bourguignon עם סלט ישראלי ערבי כזה.
Right. But it's like the other week I spoke about shrimp with strawberries I spoke about. You remember?
נכון, נכון.
And I was like, it was amazing. But it's two things I never would ever put together.
דווקא שרימפ ודגים, יש בהם משהו שהוא כן פרש.
Right, we said like fruity with...
כן, הוא דווקא לא פחות...
Shrimp is refreshing though, but they were with the strawberry. I don't know. I obviously love chocolate. I'll eat just about anything chocolate, but chocolate with mint, I'm a big, big fan.
מגניב, טוב, אז הנה, למדנו משהו.
So I think it has to do, I think maybe people with a sense of humor like mint and chocolate and people without don't. That's what I'm leaning towards right now. All right. We're getting mellow on you now.
darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. In the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach out to you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed its warning, and the words that it was forming said, the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls and whispered sound of silence.
The Paul Simon.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Yes, man.
Pagaz.
So we've come yet to the end of just about, let's say, the end of another show. We do have one more track to play for you, the listener. That's how generous we are to you. We have a whole other track to play. We're such generous DJs that we actually play music for the people listening. Wouldn't you say? I mean, we don't have to.
רציתי רק להגיד שוב, קודם כל שאנחנו ברדיו הקצה וזה.
אה, נכון. We are totally ברדיו הקצה.
וגם רציתי להגיד שאתם מוזמנים לשים לנו, לכתוב לנו בעמוד, יש לנו עמוד פייסבוק, נכון?
לגמרי. And Instagram on the way,
כן,
as far
בסדר,
as we know.
זה, אתה יודע, on the way אצלנו זה יכול להיות
one day
חצי
we'll have
שנה
a picture
לפחות.
Too.
בקיצור, רציתי להגיד, לבקש, אם יש לכם...
We got another one, by the way, to add.
Ah, okay.
We have a few.
Okay.
But yes, please continue. People should know.
אז אפשר פשוט לשלוח לנו, לכתוב לנו אפילו על הוול, או לשלוח בהודעה, או whatever.
אבל יש גם פוסט שמבקש. נכון. אפשר לחפש את זה ולהוסיף.
נושאים ל-Wheel of Topics שלנו, ואז אנחנו אולי נדבר עליהם בשידור. כן. זה יכול להיות כל דבר.
The pickings are getting low.
נגיד, היום זה היה שוקולד מנטה. שוקולד. בתא המנטה, ופעם זה היה, אני לא יודע, הדת, I don't know, אז כאילו, you know,
it could be using a thumb as a toe.
כן, זה יכול להיות גם דברים שבריין ממציא, שנגיד זה דברים מורכבים כמו...
מורכבים, אני, וואו.
אני כבר לא זוכר, אבל היו כמה דברים מאוד ספציפיים.
We did some math stuff. Okay. In the Wheel of Topics. I think we had an infinity Patek once, right? Didn't we talk about infinity once? We did.
כן, פיזיקה.
Or, no, that was maybe on the true or false thing.
אה, יכול להיות.
Astronomy. Do you know I almost graduated with a minor in astronomy from university, and the only reason I didn't is because I didn't know I was one class away from a minor in astronomy. Like, I just had no, I was just taking astronomy classes because they were cool and I was digging them. And then Mr. Bear, that one more, I would have had a whole, I would have had a minor in astronomy. I was like, really? That's fucking stupid. So yeah, I did that. Graduated with honors math degree and no astronomy. But I took
a... Who cares, dude?
Yeah,
כאילו,
I don't
יודע,
really care.
בתכלס, right. כאילו, זה רק title, you know.
כן. I remember taking some astrophysics and shit. It's very interesting.
תגיד, בוא, רציתי לשאול אותך עוד שאלה, מצטער שאני עובר נושא.
Please.
איזה תקליטים קנית בלונדון?
Wow, okay. I don't even remember, dude. We went into a record store and we just went through funk, soul, rock, and everything live. I was just grabbing live vinyl. So I got a bunch of live vinyl. The funniest part of the story about me buying so much live vinyl is that my record player is currently broken. It does not work right now. So I got a bunch of live vinyl and a stereo that's not working right now. So please, people, send me your stereo so I can listen to my vinyl.
Yes, please.
Because right, we'll play it for the... That's a good pitch. Send it to us and then we'll play it on the radio. Otherwise you'll never hear my fucking vinyl. Don't send me a phonograph and you will never hear my fucking vinyl. I'm keeping it to myself. You bastard listeners. Fuck.
טוב, אז אנחנו יכולים כזה להגיד...
So thank you very much for listening. That kind of thing, you mean?
כן, נראה לי, אנחנו עושים שיר ו...
We're going out with another... The title of this song is also... apropos or relevant. It's Tragic Magic by Traffic. So thank you for letting us into your homes for another Saturday or wherever it is you're listening to us. Maybe we're in your car, maybe we're under your foot and you're stomping on the speaker as I speak. Thank you for trampling me underfoot, which is another Led Zeppelin reference, by the way.
כן, יש לנו הרבה Led Zeppelin
נשלים. I made some Led Zeppelin references.
אולי נעשה ניל יאנג בקרוב, ספשייל של ניל יאנג.
Right, you're thinking of a ניל יאנג ספשייל.
כן.
I'm not sure if we could get... You think we get away with a whole ניל יאנג ספשייל? I'm fucking with you, dude. I wish they could see the look on your face when I said that.
כאילו...
No, he's no Bob Dylan.
תשמע, אין ביקוח על זה. אנחנו לא מתווכחים פה על שניהם. השניהם אהובים באותה מידה, לפחות בשבילי.
Can. I've seen Neil Young in a few of his different conglomerations, like I saw him with the Blue Notes.
Can.
I saw him solo. I've seen him a few different what the fuck is the word I'm thinking of? Who cares? It's radio and I have no words. Tragic Magic by Traffic, until next week, where we might or might not do a machva to Neil Young. Peace out.
Thank you.